You may be the princess. There was a princess, and this princess lived in a castle. And this princess was very, very sensitive. So very sensitive that there was a pea on her under her bed, under the mattress. And so the king says, "All right, if there's a bump under the mattress, put another mattress on it." And they put one mattress after another mattress after another, and the princess, who was so very sensitive, could feel that pee no matter how many mattresses they put on top of it. Now, are you sensitive like that? Are you sensitive so you could feel a pee under a mattress, under 2, 3, 4, 5 mattresses? Well, you are. You are a very sensitive person, and you are sensitive to all that is going on in the world, and you're sensitive to all that's going on in your life. You're sensitive to all the things that are good, bad, and indifferent going on in your life. Now, this can be a beneficial thing, and it can be a non-beneficial thing. If we are allowing ourselves to be sensitive to what's going on in the outer world, then that controls us and directs us and is in charge of us. But when we are in charge of what's going on in our inner world, then nothing in the outer world has any effect on us. No matter how many mattresses, we would need none at all, for we would do something about it. We would take the pee out from under the mattress. We would get rid of the pee. We would take care of the circumstances so that it would not disturb us. But what is it that most of us do most of the time? We put one mattress on top of it. We try to cover it up. We try to cover it up. Now, the princess was a princess, and she had all these people waiting for her and doing whatever she asked, the ladies-in-waiting who were always there. She had all the sorts of any kind of help she wanted. Now, all the princess would have had to have done would be to say to her ladies-in-waiting, "Take the mattress off the bed, and let's see what's under the mattress that makes it a bump." And so the ladies-in-waiting would take off the final mattress, and there they would see the pee, and the princess would say, "For goodness gracious sakes alive, there's a pee. And that pee made me uncomfortable, made me aware of it, and that was not very nice. That was not a very nice happening for me." And so the wise, intelligent princess would take the pee and put it on the bedside table or put it in the wastebasket and release it. And then she'd get on her bed again with this lovely mattress, one single mattress, and she would lie there so comfortable, so happy, so truly blessed. But she went under the mattress and she found the pea. She went to the source of the problem, and she found that by removing the problem, removing the pea, she no longer had to put one mattress on top of another. Can you imagine getting on top of 100 mattresses on one single bed, which was maybe a double bed, whatever she had? My goodness, that would be kind of tipsy-turvy if you weren't very careful. And how do you get up there? You have to have a ladder to climb all the way up there. Well, the story was supposed to be nonsense. The story was supposed to indicate how foolishly some people are. And the story was taking a punch at the princess and the royal family, for they did some things very foolish sometimes that the common people would never allow themselves to do. You and I, we are both royalty and the common people, and we don't allow ourselves to entertain problems. We only entertain beautiful, wonderful people. If a bad person wanted to come and live at our house and board at our house, and that bad person had bad manners and other things, we'd soon say, either change your manners, either change your attitude, or leave. And if the person would not change their attitude, they'd leave. And so, we are always in charge of our life. We're always in charge of our thoughts. We're always in charge of the circumstances that make us happy and that make us sad. But we sometimes don't take advantage of it, and we don't do what we can do. But today, we can do what we can do to make our life happy by looking at it with a happy perspective, with a joyous perspective, with an intelligent perspective. You have that ability within you to call forth goodness wherever you are. If you're having a little bit of difficulty in calling it forth, and you'd like to talk to someone who would be sort of working in this field, we have practitioners here at the University of Healing, and they're very, very happy to work with you. They're with the Worldwide Healing Ministry. And if you'd like to call us, one of the practitioners will be happy to talk with you and work with you through any of your circumstance or circumstances that have caused you distress in your life. Just dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And say, how do I get that pee out from under my mattress? How do I get my problem solved? How do I learn to think better and more harmonious, more beneficial thoughts to me? I want to learn that. Can you help me? And the practitioner will say, you bet. So, let's sit down and talk about it together right now. And so together, you and the practitioner go over the desires of your heart to fulfill them in every beautiful way. Call here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.